حضرت علامہ ابن حجر حیتمی مکی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has narrated that Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was honored to behold the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. He found that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was benevolent towards him. The following morning he asked Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the interpretation of the dream. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Perhaps you have done something good with the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He politely said, "Yes, I found the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the treasury of Yazid. I wrapped it in 5 pieces of cloth, offered funeral prayer along with some of my companions, and then buried it." Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, "It is that deed which has brought about the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Subhanallah. So if we want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be pleased with us, we want the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be happy with us, to show love and affection towards us, then what we do is we show love and affection towards the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Insha'Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show love and affection towards us as well. The renowned orator of Pakistan, Hazrat Allama Maulana Al-Haj Al-Hafiz Muhammad Shafi Okarvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned in his book Sham-e-Karbala, there are different narrations with regard to the blessed head and mashhad have been made at different places. It is quite possible that the narrations and mashhad had been related to more than one blessed heads of the martyrs. The heads of all the martyrs of the Ahl-e Bayt were sent to Yazid, and the heads might have been buried in various places, and references have been made with only Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of respect or due to some other reason. So subhanallah, this is someone who showed love, you know, to the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him, and he came into his dream and showed that love to him. My dear Islam brothers, as Muslims, it is important, it is incumbent upon us that we show love and affection towards the Sadat-e-Kiram, towards the Ahl-e Bayt. Even today, if you see anyone who is a Sayyid, love him and respect him, for because he is from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to help the Sadat-e-Kiram. Obviously, we can't give our zakat to them, because zakat is not worthy for these pious people, for these good people. Try to help them. If they need any financial help, be the first one to go and help these Sadat-e-Kiram. If they need any type of help, then help them. Inshallah, if you help them in this world, Allah will help you in the hereafter. And that is one of the reasons how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be pleased with us. Remember, never have hatred for the Sadat-e-Kiram. Never have hatred for these people. No matter what their lives are, that is their matter. As Sayyids, we should love and respect them. Sometimes what happens is when a person sees any Sayyid who is indulging, committing sins, people start to move away from them. I don't want to be associated with that person. I don't want to be having to do anything to do with him because he's a sinner. This is what he does. No. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the true Sadat-e-Kiram, the one who is really a Sayyid, we should love them, respect them, leave the matter to themselves, but we should love them. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu even goes a step forward and he says that if you have a Sayyid student in the madrasa, if he makes any mistake, then when you want to punish him, do not have the intention to punish that child, but I even have the intention that the Sayyid, his blessed feet are full of dust and I am cleaning his blessed feet. Subhanallah. Ashiqe Rasool Ala Hazrat teaching us about the respect and honor we should give to these Sayyid. If you know anyone who is a Sayyid or a Sayyida for the Islamic sisters, help them, love them, respect them. Inshallah, if Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi can become a great wali because he loved and respected a Sayyid, no doubt we will have a maqam if we love and help these Sayyids as well. May Allah ta'ala bless us with this good deed, inshallah. Ameen, summa ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.